Exclusive, Montana Republican congressional candidate Aaron Flint. Trump didn't start war with Iran, he's ending it. By Olivia Rondo on March 9, 2026. Conservative radio host, combat veteran, and now congressional candidate Aaron Flint praised how President Donald Trump is handling the U.S.-Israeli war with Iran, arguing that Trump has not started a war, but is fighting to end it. Flint, the host of Montana Talks, revealed his plans to run for the state's first congressional district after sitting Representative Ryan Zinke, R. Mount, announced his retirement last week. Trump quickly endorsed him, writing on Truth Social that Flint will work tirelessly for Montanans. Speaking with Breitbart News Saturday host Matthew Boyle, Flint reflected on his time as an infantry platoon leader deployed to Ramadi, Iraq, 2 decades ago. 20 years later, it's just crazy to think that we're doing something like this, he said, explaining that the September 11, 2001, attack was the push he needed to become a U.S. service member. I never thought I would join the military. I thought I was a little too rebellious, you know. I always respected the military, but I thought I'm not good enough for that, right? But then 9/11 happened, and it's like, okay, we need to do this. We need to step up. And I feel like that's where we are right now, he said. When asked about the war with Iran, Flint said, President Trump isn't getting us into a war with Iran. President Trump is fighting to finally end a war with Iran. I mean, you know, 1,000-plus American troops killed by Iran and their proxy thugs all over the world by this terrorist regime in Tehran, he continued. Frankly, I think most Americans are sick and tired of hearing about the Middle East. And sick and tired of hearing about Iran, and that's why they're glad to see President Trump finally bringing this stuff to a halt. Flint also served in Afghanistan, the Horn of Africa, and the Arabian Peninsula before returning home to Montana and launching his media career, a passion he would have to put on the back burner if elected to Congress this fall. I've been hosting a statewide radio show since I got back from Afghanistan in 2009, essentially, he told Boyle. And I love talking to folks, just like you do. I love getting out and seeing folks, and I love talking about the issues. I love making an impact. And so I have to give up something that I love once again to do something that matters for the future of this country. It's America's 250th birthday. We are at another turning point. We have got to step up so that this country remains a free republic for another 250 years, right? Step up and fight for your country and get the job done, Flint added. Do it for the men and women on your left and right or the kids that are at the breakfast table right now. Connecting his humble upbringing to his current candidacy, the radio personality said his parents were both very hard-working and did whatever they had to do to provide for him. My dad chopped firewood so he could see my brother and I in the summers and during holidays. My mom worked holidays to put food on the table. And when I think about this endorsement from President Donald J. Trump, I think of them, he stated. While Flint has already received endorsements from Trump as well as Rep. Zinke, two other Montana Republicans have tossed their hats in the ring. Flathead County Republican Central Committee Chairman Al Olszewski and Secretary of State Kristi Jacobson both announced their bids for the GOP nomination last week, the Daily Montanan reported. Olszewski came close to unseating Zinke in the 2022 primary, and Jacobson received more votes in 2024 than any other Republican candidate in Montana, including Trump. When asked about his opponents on Saturday, Flint said, I wouldn't even be surprised if the other candidates align. Look, we've got the endorsement of President Donald J. Trump. I feel like I've earned the trust of the people of Montana. Every day I've been talking to you while you're at your breakfast table, while you're driving your pickup, while you're driving your combine, you name it, he said. Four Democrats have also entered the race, Russ Cleveland, Matt Raines, Sam Firstog, and Ryan Bussey. Flint is confident they will not be hard to beat. My goodness, just call our Second Amendment friends and ask them about the Democrat candidates in this race, he said. You've got one guy who is a hardcore gun control activist, and he'll likely win that Democrat primary. The other guy is a Bernie bro who got the backing of basically the mom-donny socialist Bernie Sanders. This guy was a far-left lobbyist for the ACLU. He fought to get men in women's locker rooms. Breitbart News Saturday airs on Sirius XM Patriot 125 from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern. Olivia Rondo is a politics reporter for Breitbart News based in Washington, D.C. Find her on X/Twitter and Instagram.